would you be picking anything right now? Or do you kind of want to stand back, let the dust settle? What are your thoughts?
So I think that I was fully prepared to make a stock pick tonight. I quite like the food retailers still. So they have been sold off, but not as much as the rest of the market. And I don't think they're going to be sold off much more because, firstly, grocery retailers have and will likely not be impacted as much by these lockdowns should they come. Yeah. And then most of these companies also have liquor operations, which lost some momentum in the last reporting period. But with restaurants closing and unable to serve liquor after a certain time, you might see more off-license purchases of alcohol. So
yeah.
I think that there are a few good drivers there. I particularly like Spa, also like ShopRite, but Spa is my main pick.
Okay, yeah, Tops is Tops, and we'll all be drinking at home because we can't do it in public places anymore. Joseph, and you're going for Advtech. They came out with the results today. I mean, I suppose it doesn't matter what you say in your results. You're going to get punished by the market irrespective. But the results historically seem to be pretty decent.
Very good. I mean, 16% growth in terms of revenue. Your earnings per share, headline earnings, just about 20%. Profits also up. So certainly, I think, you know, one of their best purchases or acquisition was Monash, which they've renamed. They've got very good brands, Vassett College, Vega. So certainly, I think it has been hammered. It's down about 38% year to date. The share price sitting about 6 rand 40 per share. So I still believe that the fundamentals are still in place. Before this meltdown, our target price was about 17 rand per share. Okay. So I think it will still go the PE of about 13 times. So I think it is looking attractive if you thought, you know, it was a good buy in the beginning.
Yeah. Okay. Joseph, we'll leave it there. So Advtech for Joseph, Spa or ShopRite for Chantal Marks, who has been with us on the line. Chantal, thanks very much for your time this evening. Joseph, thanks for coming to the studio. Joseph Boucher is from JM Boucher Investments. Of course, Cyril Ramaphosa is speaking now, and I guess we'll hear details on a potential lockdown. And Alicia will be back to take more of your stock-related questions tomorrow night. In the meantime, have a good evening.